From the desk of Classic Kong. Happy Saturday, everybody, and welcome to WTSG Digital Broadcasting. I'm your host, Classic Kong, with your September 5th edition of This Day in Music History. Before we get started, a heartfelt thank you to the men and women of the United States Armed Forces, both past and present. Thank you for your service and your sacrifice. We appreciate you. And we've got a great stack of records today, so pour yourself another cup of coffee and turn up the radio, and let's get started, shall we? Freddie Mercury at 80. Freddie Mercury was born Farouk Belsara on September the 5th, 1946, in Zanzibar. Today would have been Freddie's 80th birthday. We remember the incredible voice, the costumes, the enormous stages, and Freddie's ability to command an audience. But underneath all of that was an extraordinary musician. Freddie was a pianist, a songwriter, an arranger who understood melody, harmony, and drama. Listen to songs like Somebody to Love, Killer Queen, Don't Stop Me Now, We Are the Champions, and of course, Bohemian Rhapsody. Queen could be beautiful 1 minute and absolutely thunderous the next. And it took all four of them too. Freddie Mercury, Brian May, Roger Taylor, and John Deacon. Freddie also left us some wonderful solo music, including Mr. Bad Guy and his remarkable collaboration with Spanish soprano Montserrat Caballé, Barcelona. Freddie Mercury died November the 24th, 1991. But here we are in 2026, still listening, still watching those performances, and still seeing new generations discover Queen. That's not simply nostalgia, that's a legacy. Happy 80th birthday, Freddie Mercury. Changing gears, Al Stewart. Al Stewart was born September the 5th, 1945. And this one's personal for me. I've loved Al's music since I was in grade school. In the song You're the Cat, those opening piano chords begin, and they still pull me into the record every single time. The album, You're the Cat, arrived in 1976 and was produced by Alan Parsons. 2 years later came Time Passages. Oh man, Time Passages. Al has always had a wonderful way of turning history, characters, places, and memory into songs. And some of those songs seem to grow right along with you. You hear them when you're young, and you think you understand them. Then you hear them decades later, and you realize the song has been quietly waiting for you to catch up. If you only know You're the Cat, dig a little deeper. Try Time Passages, On the Border, Song on the Radio, and Roads to Moscow. Happy birthday, Al. Changing gears again, Aerosmith. On this day in 1998, Aerosmith hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 with I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. Believe it or not, after all those years and all those hits, it was Aerosmith's first number one single on the Hot 100. And Steven Tyler sings the wheels off of that song. But I've got to say it. Nobody should ever forget what a badass hard rock band Aerosmith was. Go back to Get Your Wings, Toys in the Attic, and Rocks. In the song Sweet Emotion, Tom Hamilton starts that bass line. The percussion comes underneath it. Joe Perry brings in that talk box. And Steve Tyler starts singing. And buddy, you're off to the races. Walk This Way, Back in the Saddle, Last Child, same old song and dance. Toys in the Attic, that's Aerosmith. I enjoy the ballads too, don't get me wrong. But when Classic Kong wants Aerosmith, give me the guitars, give me the groove, and turn that sucker up. Okay, changing gears again, Stevie Nicks and Belladonna. On September the 5th, 1981, Stevie Nicks' first solo album, Belladonna, reached number one. What a record. beautiful, mysterious, and unmistakably Stevie. Stop Dragging My Heart Around with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Leather and Lace with Don Henley, and then there's Edge of 17. That relentless guitar sound is played by the great Waddy Wachtel. It sounds almost mechanical in its precision, but Waddy actually played that repeating figure. Then Stevie comes over the top of it with one of her most defining vocal performances of her career. Belladonna wasn't Stevie trying to make a Fleetwood Mac record without Fleetwood Mac. It established an entire musical identity of her own. And what a way to begin a solo career. Changing gears, Humble Pie. Guitarist Clem Clempson was born on this day in 1949, which means we've got an excuse to crank up some Humble Pie. Now we're rocking old school. Clem joined Humble Pie after Peter Frampton left the group and brought his own heavy blues rock guitar style to the band. And up front was Steve Marriott. Good grief, what a voice. Marriott wasn't a huge guy, but when that man opened his mouth, he sounded about 9 feet tall. With Clemson in the band, Humble Pie gave us Smokin' in 1972, with Hot and Nasty, The Fixer, and of course, 30 Days in the Hole. And if you're new to Humble Pie, go back to Performance, Rockin' the Fillmore, and listen to I Don't Need No Doctor. That's required listening. Happy birthday, Clem. And since today is also National Cheese Pizza Day, Classic Kong has officially decided that a good cheese pizza qualifies as our very own Humble Pie. Ba-da-pow! I'll be here all week, folks. Okay, changing gears, Buddy Miles. Drummer and singer Buddy Miles, born on this day in 1947. Buddy started playing drums when he was 9 years old and was playing in his father's jazz band by the age of 12. He went on to play with Electric Flag and the Buddy Miles Express, and he recorded with Jimi Hendrix on Electric Ladyland. Later, Buddy joined Hendrix and bassist Billy Cox in Band of Gypsies. Buddy wasn't merely the drummer. He sang, wrote songs, and had one heck of a groove. If you've never explored his music outside of Hendrix, put on Them Changes. Sadly, Buddy passed away February the 26th, 2008, at the young age of 60. Happy birthday, Buddy, and we'll keep those drums rolling. A few more spins from September 5th today. On this day in 1975, Jethro Tull released Minstrel in the Gallery, while Welsh heavy rock band Budgie released Bandolier. And there's a great metal connection there. Iron Maiden later recorded Budgie's I Can't See My Feelings. On September the 5th, 1964, the Animals reached number one in America with House of the Rising Sun, a song included on the American version of their self-titled debut album. And on this day in 1967, the Beatles began recording I Am the Walrus. That wonderful, strange piece of Beatles studio experimentation would become part of Magical Mystery Tour. Okay, today's music trivia. Which September the 5th birthday musician recorded with Jimi Hendrix in Band of Gypsies? Think about it, and I'll give you the answer before we go. Okay, today's final spin. Maybe the real lesson hiding inside today's stack of records is something Al Stewart has been singing to us about all along. Time passes. Freddie Mercury, he would have turned 80 today. Albums we once called new are now celebrating anniversaries measured in decades. Musicians leave us. Record stores, they disappear. Equipment changes. Formats, well, they come and go. And somehow the years keep slipping quietly by. But then a song begins. And for me, sometimes it's those opening piano chords of Al Stewart's Year of the Cat. And suddenly I'm that kid again. That's the strange thing about music. It can stop time. But every once in a while, it can give a little of it right back to you. Maybe that's why time passages means more to me today than it ever could have when I was young. You hear a song differently after you've lived a while. The melody hasn't changed. You have. And somehow that old record has been sitting there patiently waiting for you. So what's the moral of the story? Well, don't spend so much time watching the years go by that you forget to listen while they're passing. Play the records, share the music, tell the stories, call the people you love. And when those familiar opening chords come through the speakers, don't rush past them. Stay a while. Because someday, the song you're listening to today may be the one that carries you home. Okay, today's trivia answer is Mr. Buddy Miles. I want to thank you for spending a little bit of your Saturday with me. I'm your host, Classic Kong, for WTSG Digital Broadcasting. If you haven't already, I'd love for you to stop by WTSG.net and sign our guest book. I'd love to hear where you're listening from. We always love hearing from you. Until next time, keep the music playing and take care of each other. We'll see you tomorrow.